Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now, let's join Dr. Arlene.
Thank you, Virgil. Welcome to Win Without Competing. Pick powerful words that work. During an election year, we are bombarded with verbiage. Billions of dollars are spent to craft speeches, ads, and solicitations. The goal is to persuade us to vote for a particular presidential candidate. You and the presidential candidates share the same challenge. Both of you want to convince others to pick them. The presidential candidates hound voters to capture their votes. What should you do to convince others to hire you, promote you, or buy your product or service? You need to broadcast your brand to convince employers, coworkers, clients, or consumers to pick you or your product. To do that, you need a toolbox of words from which you will select the right word at the right time. Shortly, we will start to fill that toolbox. Here's a simple example of the impact of words. Recently, I was shopping in a large department store. I asked a sales associate to hold a sweater for me. I told her that I would be back shortly. When I returned, another sales associate was selling my sweater to someone else. She ignored my comment that the sweater was reserved for me. This is what I did next. I spoke to the floor manager. She verified my story, and I said, "What are we going to do now?" She said, "I'll be right back." When she returned, she handed me $75 in vouchers that I could use as cash. Of course, I thanked her profusely. Note how I phrased the question, "What are we going to do now?" By phrasing the question as I did, I made it clear that if she did not figure out a solution, I would. The bottom line is that my verbiage convinced her to act immediately and to compensate me generously. As an aside, I should add that the cost of the sweater on sale, including tax, was about $5.50. I have a feeling that the floor manager will establish a new procedure for holding merchandise. Now it's time to start to fill your toolbox of words. I want you to begin making a list of words that work. I do not want you to assume that what you say is what people hear. That's why I will give you three words to say that will communicate your message effectively. The first word is impact. We talk about accomplishments, achievements, outcomes, and results. Use impact to describe the significance of your accomplishments at a particular company. Remember, when you use impact, talk about how what you did benefited them. Remember, benefited them, not you. The second word is imagine. When you say the word imagine, you're asking the listener to visualize different scenarios. Every listener can imagine something different, but the impact of your message can be effective for everyone. For example, can you imagine what would you do if all the gas stations in Los Angeles had no gas? Speak into all these different minds. Imagine the scenarios that would be going on. Get it? Why the word imagine is so powerful? The third word is visualize. I frequently use imagine and visualize together. I start with imagine. Then when I say visualize, I paint the picture of a happening. Remember the expression? It's raining cats and dogs. Can't you just see them coming down? I recommend that you think about how to use impact, imagine, and visualize to achieve a specific business or career objective. After you incorporate those three words in your conversations, you will start to use other words that will connect you to the listener. It will happen automatically without thinking about it. Remember, we have five senses. Connect with all five and score a home run. Note that you can also use my powerful word picks in your written communications. I suggest saying them first so you can watch the impact on your listeners. Communicating effectively is a complex task. On my February 22, 2012 radio show, Oops, I Have No Brand, I discussed how to brand your brand with my Right Fit Method. I recommend listening to that show next. If the world of words and their impact fascinates you, I suggest that you subscribe to my newsletter. To do that, visit winwithoutcompeting.com. Click on you, and again on newsletter. You can read the archived newsletters as well as subscribe. While on the Win site, you can read about my book, Win Without Competing, nominated for a Business Book Award, my Right Fit Method, and my coaching services. To learn more about my company, Barrow Global Search, Inc., visit barrowglobal.com. That's BARROGLOBAL.com. To listen to more radio shows, visit drbarrow.com, DRBARRO.com. To glance at all the ways you can learn my Right Fit Method, visit drarlenerightfitmethod.com, drcoraarlenerighthfitmethod.com. I coach clients nationwide by phone. To discuss your specific career or business, call my office, 310-443-4277, to arrange a time to speak with me, or email drbarrow@winwithoutcompeting.com. If you want to stand out, I recommend that you call me. I have a sea of email. Of course, if you want to share your resume or other written information, please email that to me. Want to meet me in person? Then visit me at our offices on Wilshire Boulevard. Again, our company name, Barrow Global Search, Inc., 10940 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1600, Los Angeles, California, 90024. Our offices are within walking distance of UCLA. To listen to my next radio show, please join me again in April at the same time. For the date and topic, visit drbarrow.com. That's drbarrow.com. Be sure to listen so that you can pick up another powerful word for your toolbox. Remember this trigger tip. Pick powerful words that work. Thank you for listening to the Win Without Competing show. Goodbye for now, Dr. Arlene.